From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Speer. President Obama signed the sweeping health care overhaul measure into law today. Speaking at the White House, the president said the nearly trillion-dollar health care bill will reduce the deficit while providing coverage for millions of uninsured Americans.
When this exchange is up and running, millions of people will get tax breaks to help them afford coverage, which represents the largest middle-class tax cut for health care in history.
But not everyone was cheering. The health care bill was pushed through without GOP support. Number 2 Senate Republican John Kyle expressed his displeasure with the process.
It's a little bit like boiling the frog by turning up the water temperature 1 degree at a time. Eventually, he suffers the consequences, and the American people will suffer the consequences of delay and denial of health care as a result of this legislation as well.
Republicans have vowed to do their best to repeal the measure. President Obama hadn't finished signing the landmark health care legislation when Florida, Virginia, and a dozen other states filed legal challenges seeking to overturn it. From Miami, NPR's Greg Allen reports.
In Pensacola, the attorneys general of Florida and 12 other states filed a lawsuit that maintains the health care overhaul is unconstitutional. They say the federal government is unlawfully intruding into matters reserved for the states, and it does not have the authority to require people to buy health insurance. In Richmond, Virginia's attorney general filed a separate lawsuit making some of the same points, saying the legislation conflicts with a state law passed earlier this year that exempts residents from mandatory health care coverage. Nearly three dozen other states have passed or are considering similar bills that would block the federal health care law from taking effect. Greg Allen, NPR News, Miami.
Consumers got a bit of a boost from the Federal Reserve today. Under new rules issued by the Fed, it would be easier for people to redeem gift cards at stores and other retailers. More from NPR's Tom Jelton.
Gift cards are popular. One survey cited by the Fed found that over 95% of Americans have received or purchased a gift card. But with the growth in gift card use has come an increase in complaints, surprise fees that take away some of the card's value, or expiration dates, meaning they become worthless if you don't use them. Congress passed a law last year ordering the Fed to institute consumer protection. People must now be given at least 5 years to use gift cards. The Fed also says consumers can be charged service fees only if a gift card has gone unused for at least a year or if the fees are spelled out clearly in advance. No more than one fee can be charged per month. The new Fed rules will take effect in August. Tom Jelton, NPR News, Washington.
According to the Obama administration's pay czar, the 25 top earners at five companies still receiving aid under terms of the government's bailout program will be seeing a double-digit drop in their compensation. Companies include GM, Chrysler, and insurance giant AIG. The compensation was down 15% for execs at that company. Stocks moved higher amid higher earnings expectations today. The Dow was up 102 points. This is NPR. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has met for around 90 minutes at the White House with President Obama. Netanyahu's meeting with the president was closed to the press, so it's not clear what the two talked about. Relations between the two countries have recently been strained over Israel's announcement during a recent Mideast visit by Vice President Joe Biden that is expanding settlements in East Jerusalem. China says Google's decision to lift censorship from its Chinese search engine should not affect Sino-U.S. ties, but it reacted angrily to the move, as NPR's Louisa Lim reports from Shanghai.
China lashed out at Google, saying it had violated a written promise it made when it entered the Chinese market. But Foreign Ministry spokesman Qin Gang said the move was an isolated act and shouldn't be politicized. This morning, Google announced it would reroute its Chinese language search engine through Hong Kong, thereby lifting censorship. However, Chinese internet users still can't view the uncensored search content because of the Great Firewall. Netizens in China have had a mixed reaction. Some are saluting the company's stand against censorship, while others believe Google's problems are of its own making. A Google spokeswoman said it isn't ruling out moving employees from China to Hong Kong, but so far it has no plans to relocate staff. Louisa Lim, NPR News, Shanghai.
With an estimated 10,000 baby boomers a day filing for Social Security and Medicare benefits, the Social Security Administration hopes to use some generational icons to help promote its new online registration service. The cast of the 1960s comedy The Patty Duke Show were on hand today in Los Angeles. They joined Social Security Commissioner Michael Astru to discuss the administration's new paperless sign-up service. I'm Jack Speer, NPR News in Washington.